In this session, David shares powerful insights into the advanced states that you will enter should you choose to awaken to your enlightenment. He also answers questions about the evolution of the world and provides further practices that you can engage in on your journey towards enlightenment. He begins by making the distinction between the truly mystical and the merely mysterious, and then we'll discuss the characteristics of pure spirituality.
Well, mysterious is an intellectual thing, and of course the child within gets intrigued by the mysterious. That means inexplicable by ordinary logic, and usually it means by ordinary pedestrian logic. There's no acceptable, simple intellectual answer, and therefore it searches for fiction. There's a great deal of spiritual fiction out there. In fact, the best-selling spiritual books are all fiction. The Da Vinci Code, all those kinds of things. All kinds of psychics who get you all kinds of stories about the end of the world and the end of this universe. And I mean, you know, the hidden code of God hidden in your genes and hidden in the springs of your mattress, etc. That which is spiritual truth is not invisible, nor is it encoded. It's starkly wide open. There would be no point to hide the secrets. What kind of secrets are you talking about? There's no secrets to hide. Spiritual truth is transparent. That which is veiled, mysterious, cloaked, you have to pay money. Mystical secret of the ancients. Give me $500, I will whisper the secret of life into your ears. And then you say this mantra at the same time. Boom, boom, boomy, boom, 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 boomy, boom. So you can see the profit motive. Spiritual truth has nothing to gain by its promulgation. It doesn't even care if you agree with it or not. Anybody can repudiate anything I say, and it's certainly their option. I have no quarrel with it. There's no qualifications. You don't have to be or prove anything. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to sign anything. You don't have to justify. You don't have to prove that you have any right or claims. True spiritual teacher frees you, and so-called charlatans try to bind you, try to own you, control you, tell you what to do, etc. Spiritual truth is freely given, freely given, freely given. It's not provisional to conditions or who believes it or who doesn't believe it, or whether it's provable or not provable, because what the world considers provable is not provable. It's not aligned with any particular thing. It doesn't have to exist here or there or be on a mountaintop, or you can only have a holy order on top of a mountain at 6,000 feet or something.